This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live tomorrow at the University of Mary, I mentioned that, Gary Thileson will be our guest on What's on Your Mind. Looking forward to that conversation. We'll also pick up a little of the State of the State address. Governor Doug Burgum will be taking that address to the campus of Minot State University tomorrow. You can watch it. You can listen to parts of it here. We'll have excerpts of it anyway. And then we have our interview with Gary Thileson tomorrow from the University of Mary. So we're looking forward to that. I'll be in Minot on Wednesday. And if you're a landowner, you want to listen to that program because the Land Association, I think, will have some news that it needs to hear on the program. We have a number of experts. Kevin Kramer is also joining us for the Talk Radio Town Hall Wednesday in Minot to talk about some of the work he's doing on the swamp buster legislation. Not that swamp, the actual, you know, swamps, you know, the like the Farm Bill swamp. So our next guest could probably tell us a little bit about that, too. So Lene Hansen will be here later this hour. She's going to tell us a little bit about what is happening at this year's 45th Safety and Health Conference for the North Dakota Safety Council. Amazing lineup. And I think they have a couple of booths left. I tell you, every year I go there, I don't even get to all the booths. They're so good. They're just fantastic, so you might want to take that in. We'll tell you a little bit about some ways you can participate in that. I'll be broadcasting live from that whole event coming up February, well, actually, it's Tuesday through Friday this year. It starts with a pre-conference on Tuesday, February 20th, so we'll do that, too. Wanted to talk a little bit about someone that North Dakota lost last week, laid the rest on Saturday, who was a longtime public servant and also a newspaper man from Crosby, North Dakota. That's John Andrus. So I thought I'd have our friend Ed Schaefer come in and talk a little bit about that. And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, former governor of the great state of North Dakota, former U.S. Ag Secretary Ed Schaefer. Hello, sir. How are you? Nice to see you.
Good morning, Scott. Glad to be in the studio. Hello to your listeners. And it's always a great day in North Dakota, isn't it?
It is. Further away it is from Washington, D.C., the better.
We are agreed on that.
Exactly.
First thing here. But, yeah, thanks for having me in. And it's great to be on AM 1100 once again at KFYR and all your other stations across the state and talk about someone who really is an important model and inspiration for all of us across North Dakota, and John Andrus. What a great human being that man was.
What's your first memory of John Andrus?
Well, my first memory, the one that stands out, is in the halls of the legislature. You know, the governor, we have this crazy system in North Dakota. You get elected, you get in office on December 15th, and the first week of January, you go into a legislative session, right? So it's crazy time.
Ask Doug Burgum, rather. I think he'd probably agree with you that, yeah, that's not the best way to run a...
Well, it isn't, because you just aren't, you can be somewhat prepared, but you just don't know.
It's impossible, but yeah. It benefits the legislature, though. They probably designed it, right?
It does, yeah. In the first thing. But John was a legislator, of course, and I remember, matter of fact, we were kind of reminiscing with some of the old staff members about John, but he was instrumental in an issue that we had a tug of war that we were having with the legislature, and it was kind of back and forth as the legislature or executive branch, and we were going around and around, and John stood with the governor's office, and Robert Harms was talking to him afterward, and saw him down the hall, and he said, "Gee, John, you know, thanks for being with the governor." And John just looked at him and said, "Well, he's my governor." You know, I mean, he just had this sense of what government is all about and how it works, and you know, how you interact and what you get done. And he was just such an amazing individual.
You know, the public servant description of John Andrus keeps coming back. I mean, he owned a newspaper and obviously had a great column, great wit, wrote that, you know, weekly email that went out. You know, I think he just did one, you know, most recently in the last 10 days, 2 weeks ago. You know, he was doing that
right up to the end,
writing that letter. But really, I mean, he could have just been a newspaper guy and wrote a column. But this public service and what he was doing late into his, I forget, was he still 80-something when he retired? was pretty extraordinary. Talk about the public servant side of him.
He had a huge commitment to, if you look at what happened in the community, in his community of Crosby, I mean, not only was he a local business person, but, you know, he was a mentor to students. He worked in the schools. He started the Chamber of Commerce. He raised money for the hospital. When the wellness center was going down the tubes, they kind of let it go. And then he brought a bunch of people back together and put his own money in first, you know, to get it in so that the community would have a health and wellness center. He operated that for the state. His effort for the state was, okay, I'm a Republican. I was elected. But what this piece of legislation, what's best? And he would always come to you and he'd say, this is what I think. This is it. And he was pretty forceful. And he was like, this is what I believe. This is what we should do. And then he'd say, but I could be wrong. Because he was just this harmonious character that brought people together, that was willing to, you know, measure and anticipate both sides, to look and see what works best and what doesn't. And he would challenge himself as to why I believe this. And he was just anything that was for the betterment of people or the community, he was all for it.
How did he do what he did? It seemed to me that I didn't have a lot of interaction with him. I always enjoyed my interviews with him because he was very thoughtful, right? And should go back and dig out a few of those. But it seemed to me he, you know, sort of stepped above the rough and tumble of politics, did he?
Well, he did. And I think there were a couple of things I brought along the funeral program. And, you know, there are a couple of things on that program, I think, that kind of defines John. One is a quote from Theodore Roosevelt that says, what a man does for himself dies with him. What he does for his community lives long after he's gone. And that's, you know, John, when he was championing something, when he was arguing something, it wasn't about him. You know, it was about, you know, what's going to be the best. But really, the whole service, I think, was wrapped up. And John was a huge man of faith and a very confident and forward-stepping man of faith, and incorporated that into his life. And but the service was kind of all around some passages from Micah in the Old Testament. And it said, you know, what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly? That's John.
He lived it, didn't he? Yeah,
he lived it. Yeah. He lived it. He was, what's the right thing to do? What's justice here? How do we interact with kindness and understanding and harmony in our lives? And it's not about me.
And that was, you know, in his, certainly in how he interacted with others, but also in all his writing, right? And his words, you know. I mean, there are some newspaper, you know, publishers and editors that get kind of a sharp tongue. Even not just face to face, but I'm saying in what they write, right? And you never saw nasty from John.
Well, you know, he didn't see nasty, but you saw firmness. Right. I mean, he said what he believed. It wasn't gray. It wasn't maybe the other side. I mean, he laid it on the line. Sometimes I'd open my eyeballs and say, "Wow, I'm surprised he weighed in on that issue." You know, but he did, and then he would defend it. But he was always open for that friendly conversation about why you didn't agree.
So all those years you dealt with John Andrus, and he stayed long after you were off at the governor's office and on to other things. Do we replace John Andrus? Are there younger John? I always wonder when legends like this live. Okay, where are the legends coming up? Are they there?
Well, you know, the joy that I had is after my legislative work with John and after I worked for the state or whatever, he also became a member of the Theodore Roosevelt Medora Foundation, of which I chair, right? So he was on the board, so I had a chance to interact with him in that charitable organization in the nonprofit world and to see how he worked and how he committed and stuff. And I've come to the conclusion that, you know, he has a huge family, and the family is steeped in what John believed in and how he operated. And that gives you some sense of some legacy. His grandson, Levi Andrus, is, you know, heavily involved and a great person, and he carries John's legacy a lot.
He's on the other side of the ledger, though. He's a lobbyist.
Yeah, well, he is. But here's the deal. You cannot replace a man like John. There's no way to replace him. What you have to do is use him as an inspiration to seek to be like John Andrus. You'll never find another individual that fits like that.
I just, you know, when I think of it like Tom Clifford, I just remember sitting at Tom Clifford's funeral, just thinking, Is there another Tom Clifford, you know, that's somewhere in their 20s in Langdon that's ultimately going to come down to a school and, you know, and just keep rising up the ranks and ultimately lead it? I mean, are we replacing these legends? You know, I don't know. And maybe that's what, you know, our parents and grandparents thought too, right? Well, but they come along.
It may be, although we just don't, this sense of community. You know, the younger generations are all about me, what makes me feel good, what's, you know, it's all praise.
A lot of them.
And just,
yeah, yeah.
You know, and
self.
We're not, and they hold themselves up with their technology and in their room. And, you know, community is built by human interaction. It's a handshake and a backslap and a hug and a kiss. I mean, that builds a community, interaction, and we need to get, if we're going to generate people like John Andrews and Tom Clifford, if we're going to generate those kind of people who are committed to the community, we have to get our young folks involved in the community, because they aren't.
Exactly right. Big short break. Great tribute to John Andrews. He passed away last weekend, was laid to rest on Saturday. Governor Ed Schaefer with us on What's on Your Mind. When we come back, I want to ask him a little bit about the current atmosphere in Washington, D.C., and a couple other things, so stay tuned.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic, computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
The North Dakota Soybean Council will be seeking nominations for county and district representatives in Lemoore, Dickey, Cass, Stutzman, Benson, Bottineau, Burke, Divide, McHenry, Montrail, Pierce, Ramsey, Renville, Rowlett, Towner, Ward, and Williams counties in early 2018. If you are a soybean farmer and live in one of these counties, you will receive a nomination form in the mail in early January. If you have a passion for the soybean industry and want to be part of a progressive, strategic, and collaborative community board, consider nominating yourself or a fellow soybean producer in your county. Service on the council board will enable you to influence how your checkoff dollars are invested, shape the future of our commodity, and expand your network of key influencers in the soybean industry. For more information about the county and district nomination and election processes, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, and we thank you for that, by the way. Appreciate it very much. Brought to you in part today by MyPillow. I think we're powered by MyPillow, are we not? Maybe not the show, but you and I are, because if we don't sleep, then, you know, we can't hardly be here on the show and do all the things we're doing. Todd was working all weekend following this government shutdown. The whole darn weekend. Can't do that without MyPillow, I'm telling you. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT for the great deal. That's the buy one, get one, and they'll still give one on your behalf, too. Or you can call them at 800-506-9028. It's real. It is unbelievable. 10-year warranty, so there's really no risk in buying one either. And you get the best deal and the best pillow, the premium pillow, when you use our promo code and call our number, 800-506-9028, mypillow.com, promo code Scott. Former North Dakota Governor Ed Schaefer's here. I had a couple more questions for you, so try to keep you a little bit longer. One is Governor Burgum tomorrow is going to Minot to give a State of the State address. There's been a little bit of rumbling among the chattering class that, how dare you? You can't take the State of the State outside of Bismarck. It's an off year with the legislature. I asked the governor about it on Friday, and he explained it is an off year. And he also said, I'd like a lot of people to be able to go. And a lot more people can go, in Minot in a big venue at MSU than they could in the chamber. Good decision, bad decision? What do you think?
I think it's awesome. You know, I initiated the off-session State of the State conversations or address when I was in the office, because I the same thing that Governor Burgum says, it's important for the people to understand. You know, the legislature, you can get in front of the legislature and say, this is where we are, and, you know, it all has to do with budget stuff and political posturing and all of that. But really, as the governor of the state, what you're trying to do is to generate the hope and the enthusiasm and the desire of people to move the state forward. They're the ones that drive the legislature. They're the ones that drive the governor's office, you know, and you need to get that interaction. And to do that, the best thing is to get the information in front of the folks. And I applaud the governor for going out, doing an off year, or in this case, an even year, state of the state address, and getting people, get the message out. Where you do it isn't important. You can do it in Minot, you can do it in the chambers in Bismarck, you can do it wherever, but interaction with people about where the state is and where the governor sees it going and what's going on, where we may need to make investments, where we need to make changes, that's what a State of the State address is all about, and it's important for the governor to be doing that.
Year one of the administration is under the belt. How's he doing?
I think the governor's doing well. I think, as we said earlier in the program, you get jumbled up a little bit in that first session, and I think the legislature came out a little ahead over the governor in the legislative arena. And I think the governor was a little cautious during the session, largely because of some of the things that were said and done during the campaign, and he came in with kind of an antagonistic relationship with the legislature. They maneuvered through that final state, came out well. Budget looks good. So they move forward. I would have liked to see him a little more aggressive, but he's coming into it now. He's out there.
I can't believe the amount of things he's taking
on. Yeah, I know.
I mean, but there's a new initiative every week.
There is.
Endless energy and so many locations. Same with the lieutenant governor. They're just, taking on a lot. And what I see really more than anything is almost challenging us to think a little bit differently about state government. Do you
have to. And this was done in the 90s. We kind of had to shift the whole direction of the state, the whole mentality of the state. You had to kind of bring people around saying, we must do things differently if we are going to survive and be a part of the economy and a part of the United States in the future. Governor Burgum's doing that. He's out there. He's saying, this is where we need to go in education. This is where we need to go in investment in our communities. This is where we need to spend our money wisely, and this is how we have to operate our budgets so that we are preparing for the future. One of the toughest things in government, Scott, is to say, I need to take care of what's on the table today, but I also have to invest in the future. And they're often conflicted issues to do those. And I think Doug is starting to figure out, hey, you know, this is what we're doing today, but we really have some major issues to address in the state if we're going to be focusing on the future. And he's willing to weigh in out there and spend the political capital, let it fall on his back, let those nibblers complain. He's willing to go out there and do it and challenge people to say, we've been doing this way for a long time. Is it time to do something different?
I want to ask you also about Washington, D.C., sometimes referred to by our listeners as a swamp for understandable reasons. Quite the gridlock now, government shutdown, big mess. Most everybody points to the fact that the Senate's a problem. There have been many people who have said Ed Schaefer should run for Senate. I've heard you answer in the past that the idea of being in the Senate is just not in your DNA because you're a chief executive and that's how you've always operated. Are you getting pressure, and are you reconsidering?
I'm not getting pressure. I mean, for 20 years, people have asked me to run for the Senate. So I don't feel that as pressure. A lot of people say you should run. I get, you know, email and texts and phone calls and things from Washington as well as from North Dakota.
So you're getting encouragement.
I'm getting encouragement. And that's not, I mean, that's heartwarming. It's really great. But if those people knew where my heart is, which is not in the legislative branch of our government system, you know, they would understand. And of course, they're all supporters and care. And so they're going to support where I am, and for 20 years I've been pretty consistent in what I believe I can contribute to our government system, and that's not in the legislative session.
So no means no.
No means no.
Once again.
Once again. Right. And, you know, by the way, you said the swamp.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I like Governor Huckabee's comment about the swamp. He said, I don't call it the swamp anymore because a swamp does have some kind of redeeming ecological value. I call it the cesspool.
I'm with Huckabee.
Yeah, I am too.
I love it. Thank you, Ed. Appreciate you. Thanks so much. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Ed Schaefer. CJ's on the line from Dak Diesel. And coming up, we're going to tell you about an event you can't miss starting on Tuesday, February 20th. Folks, it's going to be great. Another year of the 45th year of the Safety and Health Conference from North Dakota Safety Council. Lene in here to tell us a little bit about that in a moment. But first, I want to get you back on the road with the help of my friend CJ at Dak Diesel. CJ, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, it's another Monday morning, but, you know, the one thing a guy always has to look to, you know, with Monday morning, it's a brand new week, you know, a brand new day, you know, and just time to get things rolling again, you know, and that's what we're doing down here, so.
Time to get things rolling again, go to work, and if I wanted to call today and get some engine work going, when would you get me in?
Right now, I'd probably be able to get you in on Monday. I got 6 vehicles here right now, and a lot of these are going to get pushed out by tomorrow. I got a major engine overhaul going, but that should be done probably by Thursday. Just finishing up head gaskets on a Duramax diesel, so that's going out today. So, yeah, you know, it's one of these things, just finishing up, you know, a little odds and ends. But, you know, it's looking about Monday, you know, probably when I'd be able to get something in. And, you know, and if it's one of these little jobs, I can get a little job in pretty much almost immediately. So just give me a call and, you know, we can visit about it and see what we can do down here.
258-5011. When was the last time your diesel vehicle was serviced? If you can't remember, bring it to the experts at Dak Diesel. They perform a variety of maintenance services for diesel vehicles. And, of course, engine maintenance is primary importance, certainly, but they make sure other parts of the vehicle continue to operate, too. So it makes a difference. DakDiesel.com to find out more, or call them at 701-258-5011. CJ, nice chatting with you. We'll see you soon.
Yeah, you too, Scott. Thank you.
You bet. Take care. All right, an update on an event I love. Talking about saving lives at the 45th North Dakota Safety Council Safety and Health Conference. We'll do a little safety talk with Lene Hansen after this and then get to some of your calls.
We know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are drinking from a fire hose today of all kinds of important topics for you on what's on your mind. Added Senator Hoeven to talk a little bit about what's happening with the latest on the Schumer shutdown. And I've been looking out of the corner of my eye and trying to keep tabs and watching Twitter feeds. And it looks like they're awaiting the vote, which now is, of course, scheduled for about a half hour from right now. And no word on whether there is a deal. So we might be in the same spot. I'm thinking this could last a while. And you know what? I think that's just fine. I'd like it to last long enough so we never have to do this again. Just get it right. Get regular order going and everything else. So we're continuing to follow it. And a few of you have a couple of questions we'll tackle here in just a little bit. After we deal with the important stuff of saving lives.
You don't want to have our military people go broke, do you?
Well, they'd have to figure out a way to fund the military, of course. But I'm saying, you know, I mean, a government shutdown is not Obama's government shutdown because the administration gets to decide what's essential. Okay? And so you're right, Todd, that that's the one thing that needs to be fixed. But my point is, we have been sticking it to the military ever since that strange budgetary term I can never remember way back. What do they call it again? It's two words. It was the dumbest word ever. I can't remember what it was, but where they have been funding the military at a lower level. That goes back to Obama. So what I'm talking about is waiting until we fix it, until we actually fix it. You know, stop this. Stop the continuing resolution. Stop this, ability to shut down. Change the rules so you go and you vote, and either it goes, yes, okay, 51, good, or no, we don't have enough. Good. On to the next thing. There's 200 things that have passed the House that have not been taken up in the Senate. There's just no way to run a railroad. So, no, I'm saying I want it to last as long as it takes so we just don't run the railroad like this anymore. That's all.
And make sure lawmakers are the first ones not getting a paycheck.
Yeah.
You got to shut it down, then you don't get paid.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about a more pleasant subject, and that's keeping you all safe. Lene Hansen is here, who's the Assistant Executive Director for the North Dakota Safety Council, to talk a little bit about a very exciting lineup for the 45th Annual North Dakota Safety Council Safety and Health Conference. Coming up, new format, new date format, Tuesday through Friday. So Tuesday, February 20th, is the pre-conference. And then, of course, it continues. So you got, you know, 5 days of fun. And then the early bird deadline is coming up, too. So we want you to know that if you want, you can save some money. So I'll tell you about all of that here. Lene, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Scott?
Wonderful. Nice to have you on the program. Our thoughts and prayers with Chuck Claremont, the Executive Director of the North Dakota Safety Council, who lost his mother last week, and nobody ever wants to lose their mother. It's just a tough deal. She lived a good long life, but nonetheless, our thoughts and prayers with Chuck and the whole family there for sure. And I know everybody at the North Dakota Safety Council and the loss of a family member. But appreciate you being here today and talk about this amazing lineup. What are you most excited about for the conference?
Well, I'm most excited for it to just get here. we spend months and months planning this event, and it's actually our favorite event of the year. We do a lot of events throughout the year, but the conference is by far our favorite because it just brings so many wonderful people together and a great lineup of speakers. And we kind of think of it as Old Home Week. We get to see all of our customers and our members coming together, and we get to sort of be reunited with them. So it's a really great week for us, and we're super excited about bringing in Chad Williams this year. He's a former Navy SEAL who's written a book, and it sounds like he's got just some wonderful topics on leadership and how to pull your team together and, just really be great at communicating and engaging and all that stuff. So we're very excited about Chad Williams. And then our second keynote of the conference is on Thursday this year, and her name is Keena Rep. And without giving away her full story, she's just got an amazing tale of being a young woman, sort of innocent and just heading out to make some money to try to put herself through college, and ends up facing tragedy in her life. And I think she's just going to be an amazing keynote on the second day.
You really have some neat, you mentioned Chad and her, as well as Chris Yeagle, it's an alma mater at West Point, talking about teamwork and leadership. And I think about teamwork and safety. Those two really go together well. I mean, all these speakers weave into what is necessary to put the right components of a safety plan together. And, of course, the North Coast Safety Council does that for their members a day in and day out. But just talk a little bit about that, about what the North Dakota Safety Council mission is with this conference and what you hope people take away.
Yeah, our goal with this conference is to bring together as many people at one time as we can to network and learn, bring in the best speakers that we can find from across the United States. So we spend months and months vetting speakers and trying to find people who can talk about all the topics ranging from, the very technical, hands-on sort of courses, the leadership courses that Chris, you mentioned, will be able to speak about, speakers who will talk, in a motivational way, and all the way down to speakers who will help you be a good trainer of people in your facility. And everything from distracted driving to, trenching and excavation. So we have a wide variety of speakers on a wide variety of topics. And the mission of this event is to really help us all come together as partners to improve our safety environment at our places of work, and essentially save lives and reduce injuries across the state.
There'll be patient simulators there. That's so you get hands-on experience. Talk about that.
Yeah, so this year we're bringing in the SimND trucks, and I went to an EMS conference last year and met up with this person who has the SimND truck, and she gave me a tour, and we found these simulators. They're actual physical bodies that are patients. They're simulators so that they interact with you as you interact with them. And we decided that this year, one of the things that we really want to address is, so you've learned how to prevent an injury, you've learned how to prevent, fatalities from happening at your site, but when it really does happen, when something really happens at your facility, what steps are you going to take to try to keep that person alive until the EMS can get there to take over? And so the SimND trucks have these simulators, and we're working with them on a variety of courses, like, what happens if you experience a cardiac arrest at your place of business, or what happens if you, have somebody who is on opioids and they, end up having an overdose in your presence. And then we also talked about, when you are working out in a remote area, or if you're, a hunter and you experience a gunshot wound, what can you do when you experience something like that, or you witness something like that? What can you do to keep patients alive until somebody can get there to help you? And so we're really excited about bringing SimND in to help all of our students take the training that they've learned in preventing injuries, but then using it if something does happen. What can you do?
Gunshot wound patient care course they'll do as well. Of course, Workforce Safety and Insurance is a big partner with the North Dakota Safety Council for this conference every single year, and our safety talk programs here on What's on Your Mind. They're going to do the OSHA update, and that's an ever-evolving deal, right? So it's always important to have the very latest info on OSHA, right?
Absolutely, and I just checked numbers this morning, and that class is very popular, so they're going to have a lot of people in there.
Trench and Excavation by Bill McLaughlin. There's courses on how to be a great trainer. I love that. So come learn how to be the trainer so you can engage your employees and get them on board with safety at your workplace as well. Tell me about Derek Tsang and this personal tale of survival. What's that course about?
You know, Derek is an employee of the Bulwark or VF Imagewear. They sell FR clothing. And we heard about this story because we've attended some of his courses and found out that he was involved in a near-fatal injury himself at some point. And so we brought him in to speak about that because we have always focused on, you know, safety is about people. It's really about taking care of people. It's about keeping families whole and making sure that every worker goes home at the end of their shift to their family. And so Derek is coming in to speak about a near miss that he experienced so that we can really help drive that message home that how important it is to take every step every time to keep yourself safe or your family safe.
You've heard us talk on safety, talk about Roco Rescue, this internationally renowned trainers and the facility constructors of these safety training. They've done the safety campus at North Dakota Safety Council as well. They do hands-on courses. They're going to be on site at the conference with their hands-on courses, utilizing a rooftop prop and scaffolding during the conference, but also teaching two pre-conference courses at the facility, because, and that'll actually be at the safety campus, because the new Endeavor hands-on lab and training tower is there. And again, that's done by Roco Rescue. So the confined space entry supervisor and introduction to confined space rescue things will be going on as part of the pre-conference as well. So tell us about the dates again. I mentioned that the new date format this year, right?
Yeah, so President's Day happens to fall on Monday the 19th, and we wanted to avoid President's Day this year so that anybody who would be off as a holiday wouldn't miss out on a day of conference. And so we moved the format to a Tuesday through Friday instead of the typical Monday through Thursday. And so the actual pre-conference starts on Tuesday, February 20th this year, and then it'll go from there Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, wrapping up Friday at 1 o'clock.
All right, and the North Dakota Petroleum Council has a safety committee meeting always associated with that. They're going to be discussing hydrocarbon exposure during tank gauging, H2S awareness, FR clothing, standardized training ideas for the oil and gas industry. That'll be Tuesday, that first day, 1:30 to 4:30. 90 additional courses we don't have time to talk about over the next 3 days. Just a lot going on. And if you'd like to go, you save $50 if you register today or before Friday, right?
Absolutely. Our early bird deadline is Friday, January 26th, and we'll take registrations up until midnight that night. But anybody who registers by then will save $50 as the early bird deadline. And then if your company is a workforce safety and insurance policyholder or a North Dakota Safety Council member, there are up to $445 in additional savings that you could take advantage of by registering for the full conference.
I've been there for the last 3-4 years. Going to be there again, broadcasting live. Looking forward to it. But there's a lot to take in. There's a nice event social on Wednesday evening at the Ramcota. There's a silent auction on Thursday that ends at 1:15. There's Prize Central where they give away lots of prizes from the members and vendors and supporters. So new this year is the Safety Solution Stage. So vendors will be able to demonstrate products that solve a problem. That should be a lot of fun. And there are a few slots left for the stage, by the way. And also, do you have any vendor spaces, any booths left at all?
Yeah, yep. We have about 19 booths remaining. So we're getting down to the wire there.
Out of how many? What do you end up there with?
We have 166 booths that we started with.
Oh, my gosh. It is incredible. Yeah. So, there'll be award winners. That'll be Friday, the closing ceremony, the Champions Luncheon, which is on Friday. And Frank Richard, the former MDU, Construction Services Group, will be speaking at that group. Frank is formerly of MDU. So again,
yeah, we had him speak at an event of ours previously, and he was very popular, so I think it's going to be a good topic.
So that's, again, Friday, the ceremony of Champions Luncheon with all those award winners Friday. Just remember that with the new date arrangement of Tuesday, Feb 20 through Friday, Feb 23. Registration open now at ndsc.org. And save $50 on your registration if you get registered by Friday. And even more if you're a Safety Council member or a Workforce Safety and Insurance client as well. Thank you, Lene. Look forward to seeing you there.
Thanks, Scott. Can't wait to see you.
You as well. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have portable fire credit.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code Best of the West, and we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the Best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Stem Cell Health Institute has come to North Dakota. You used to have to go search for this kind of thing. And I had knee pain, and my chiropractor said, you know, before you get replacements, you know, to check into stem cell injections. Okay, well, and then the Stem Cell Health Institute came. If you've got knee pain or pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, even joint pain, there are must-attend stem cell therapy educational seminars. You can find out about regenerative medicine that could really help you change your life. Go online to stemcelltherapyforpain.com. You can learn more. Get signed up for one of the seminars. 1-888-973-1560. 888-973-1560. or stemcelltherapyforpain.com and spend the new year without pain. That would be a new thing, right?
A little bit of breaking news today out of the U.S. Supreme Court. They have sided with North Dakota in the Waters of the U.S. decision. Attorney General Wayne Stensham issuing a statement applauding the Supreme Court's unanimous decision this morning, recognizing that the federal district courts have jurisdiction to hear legal challenges to the Waters of the U.S. rule. That rule would greatly and unlawfully expand the federal government's authority over North Dakota's land and water resources and our state's agriculture and natural resources, vastly limit legitimate state authority to control water pollution. It's another defeat for the Obama administration. They still haunt us, by the way, folks. They still haunt us. That's right. Now, of course, like has been done with, I'm trying to remember, there's so many things we've had to fight the Obama administration on. Was it the Clean Power Plan? I think the one that won in court. This one would still need to go to the court, but they tried to say, no, you can't do that in a local court. And the Supreme Court said, wrong. The impacts are here after all. Also, Mandan police are investigating a death they call suspicious. Police say they were called to a residence in the 1100 block of West Main in Mandan Friday morning, 6:40 in the morning. A 27-year-old male transported to Sanford Hospital where he was pronounced dead. Mandan PD say they are investigating. There was an unintended death, so that's why they investigate, but they called this death suspicious. Lieutenant Pat Haug says that this time there are no arrests. The man had a trauma injury to the back of the head. An autopsy is scheduled. A couple of news things there for you on the program. All right, so we have a few minutes left. Whatever's on your mind, call us 258-0550. Text us 226-8503 or 367-2054. And even if you just need a shoulder to cry on, you're still wearing, you know, your skull shirt and your Viking horn hat and a little on the down. Call. We'll do our best to give you a little counseling here. Cry on our shoulders, fine. Or anything else on your mind. Here's some callers that came in a moment ago here.
Yep, on this going nuclear, Mitch has said over and over, and he just said yesterday, was it? He's not going nuclear. So, what is he? He's a deep state player, radical liberal left, is Mitch McConnell, I say, working against our president and we the people.
Well, Mitch McConnell is a creature of the Senate. And if you're a creature of the Senate, you know that sometimes Republicans control it, sometimes Democrats. So he is hinting that he is considering doing this. He's using it as a negotiating tool right now. And so, but I'm with you. I want him to change it. I'm surprised we've been asking, is this the Twitter poll or both? Facebook and Twitter, both okay. It's about even right now between both. On Facebook, we asked another day in the Schumer shutdown, should Republicans A, change the rule to avoid games like this in the future, or B, continue to negotiate a fix and preserve the rule? And it's about even. It was 2-1 earlier when we had Senator Hovind on, but it's about even right now. Make a new rule that things aren't budget related. Things that are not budget related cannot be discussed or included in a budget vote. Another said there should be a C. Relearn the art of political compromise. After all, it worked well for over 200 years of governance. There's 200 bills that have passed the House. Good legislation. Sitting there. Nothing done. Unbelievable. Todd, do you have another call to play? I'll go to the text until you're telling me you're ready with that one. Mark sends a note, says, hey, I met you at Sonic. That was fun, by the way. We had a great time. I told you about the Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue. Yeah, he did. He said they're doing incredible work, I guess, at the Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue, and he wanted folks to know about it. Keith Benning is the guy up there, sounds like they need some help with some donations to do the work they're doing, but they're doing really good work. So shout out to Turtle Mountain Animal Rescue. If you want to help them out, call them at 701-370-6422. The word you were looking for is sequestration. Thank you very much. Oh, my gosh. Our listeners are the best. When I have a brain freeze, they come up with the name. I couldn't remember sequestration, but sequestration, ever since that started, that's where the military got jammed. And they have been hurt. And they are doing everything in their power to fix it. I don't think this shutdown lasting until they can fix the rules so they can properly fund the military and our vets and children and fix that stupid health tax and all that is a bad idea. If long term they actually fix it. Yeah, go ahead and roll that next call, Tom.
The Democrats are committing political suicide. This shutdown has been dropped right in Chuck Schumer's lap.
And as far as I'm concerned, they're cutting their own throat. And the Republicans know this. And to me, let the Democrats rave on. Let them do what they need to do. They're just digging their own grave, and they're digging it even deeper. So as far as I'm concerned, the Republicans, they've tried to do their best, and Chuck Schumer is act, and the other Democrats are acting like a bunch of spoiled little brats that got to go to their room and pout because they didn't get their way.
There you go. Vikings fans, after beating the Saints, says one texter, donate $250,000 to the Saints Punters charity. Pretty cool. Eagles fans throw full beer cans at Vikings fans. Mock Millie, the Vikings' 99-year-old superfan. Don't tell me all football fans are the same. Amen. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. Are you ready to get in the game? Then join my team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. They put me in the game with my custom Olhausen Bison pool table and shuffleboard table. So even when I'm not playing, I'm in the game with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you and get in the game.
You can have what Carson has, a Bison Olhausen pool table and a Hot Springs Grande hot tub. The best.
I love my Olhausen NDSU Bison pool and shuffleboard table. Do you want to make your game room a winner? Then get an Olhausen Made in America pool table or shuffleboard table from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Did we mention Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too? Why aren't you?
I look for the guys at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, for the absolute best ownership experience. Look for the big yellow duck in front of Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. You'll have every day made better with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.